This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been raining out here in California a bunch this winter. El Nino is being very good to us. But we're still technically in a drought, and there are water shortages going on all over the world. No matter what you blame them on, global warming or just weather, drought has people thinking more and more about our water and how we use it, people including this guy.
Hi, this is Mike from San Francisco, and I've always wondered what happens to our water after we use it.
So, Mike's question led us to today's installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Marketplace's Andy Euler is on this one.
Now, it's something you do every day. So after you flush, wash your hands, what happens next? I asked David Kaiser, because he's an environmental economist at Iowa State.
So for about 75 to 80% of households in the U.S., when the water goes down, it goes through a really vast network of pipes where it makes its way to a wastewater treatment facility where it's then treated before discharged into a local waterway.
If you're in Los Angeles, that network of pipes is almost 7,000 miles long, and there's a good chance that your wastewater ends up at Hyperion Wastewater Treatment Plant. On an average day, the plant treats nearly 300 million gallons of water. Some of that gets recycled, but most ends up in the Santa Monica Bay. I met Tim DeFerra, the plant manager out there, for an explanation of exactly what goes down at the plant. He says much of that process is running water through a series of screens and filters.
And so we allow all the solids to settle on the bottom and the floatable stuff to flow on top. And so we skim those floatable stuff, we take the solids from the bottom of those tanks and send them to our digesters ready for that process.
The remaining water gets pumped with a bunch of oxygen to break it down. After that, it goes to the most visible part of the plant, 36 circular pools that house the water in the final stage of the treatment process. And those birds that like to hang out in the pool most days, DeFerra says they're there because they know the water's clean. But those pools are only a fraction of the plant's infrastructure. Most of it is underground. James Mihelsik teaches civil engineering at the University of South Florida in Tampa.
There's almost 150,000 manholes, and there's close to 50 pumping stations. You know, so most of the underground infrastructure that serves that plant is quite extensive. And, you know, most community members wouldn't even know it existed.
But it's those thousands of miles of sewers that everyone in Los Angeles is telling you to try and use less of. Remember, there's a drought out here. And as Los Angelinos flush less, the irony is that it's making Tim DeFerra's job at Hyperion harder.
The volume comes down, but the concentration of the materials in that water doesn't reduce. So now you have a higher concentration of solids. It becomes a challenge, but that's a challenge that we are up to and we are geared to handle.
Because it's not like the water can go untreated. The Department of Water and Power fell short of its budget, partly because residents reduced water consumption by almost 10% more than expected. So the commissioners approved a rate hike. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
If you've got a question, something you've always wondered about, you can ask us on our website, marketplace.org. Maybe we'll get you on the air.